existed.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Pop.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics.
It is Saturday night, and this is Red Pill Politics. Howdy, everybody. Welcome aboard. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday evening, wherever you are right now. It was a pretty nice day today, a little bit on the cool side, but all the spring birds are out, the buds have popped on everything, the leaves are starting to come out, grass is growing, all that. And looking pretty good. Hope y'all got your garden started. Okay, don't worry about that global warming stuff or cooling or whatever it is they've decided to change. Oh, that's right, it's change. It's climate change now, right? Yeah, that way it covers everything, you see. All right, whatever they shift and bob and weave to, you know, we're likely to gobble it up, right? Yep, that's the trend. We seem to be talking about trends tonight. And we're going to continue and connect those dots. Look for trends, you know, for them to do something. It rarely is it underpinned by, you know, something that isn't influential. And it may not always be we the people proposed a common sense solution by our our public servants. No, they're pretty much bought and paid for. Like Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci. He's proof that you can buy a doctor just as easy as you can buy a politician, really. You know, what a useless turd in the punch bowl that guy is. You know, master propagandist, and that's pretty much what he was propped up there for. You know, he was there in the wings always for that. And we are and remain, by the way, the most propagandized nation on the planet. All right, there may be, you know, you look at these hardcore communist places, but man, do they pump it out to us in subtle ways that you're bathed in it. The surveillance state. You know, you can turn off the GPS on your phone and the little light goes out and you get the warm and fuzzies like, oh, Big Brother don't know where I am, right? Yeah. I hope you're not one of those that actually believes that. You can turn that thing on and off when they want, and the battery don't have to be in there to do it. Surprise, surprise. Catherine Albred taught us that, you know, your clothes, the tag on a thread in your socks, your shirt, your pants, your everything tied to your, to whatever your digital monetary units are. In the future, there'll be something else, I'm sure. This whole global reset coming at us like a freight train. Yeah. You know what? And here's the thing, and the people will probably buy it too. They might even just call it a dollar still. Yeah, that'll fool you, right? Yeah, we'll do that. Have a bank holiday, and you know our old dollars are now worth about, you know, 7 cents on the dollar. You know, I don't know if I like the new dollar, the people say. And the government says, too bad. We're in control now. Complete control. They're just about there. But I still say, I'm sticking to it, man. This is my opinion. I'm sticking to this. The most effective pushback is going to happen right in your towns. It really is. You know, one of the things I've been thinking about real hard and heavy lately, and I speak through experience here. I'm not just a pissed off guy that, you know, this vaccine crazy world around me, people being harmed avoidably. This whole COVID crisis is people were told by their government and all the prostitutes, you know, stay home. Don't just rush and flood the hospitals and surge the hospitals. You know, when you get bad, then come in. It turned out to be the exact opposite. People should have been, oh boy, I'm sick. We got to get on something. Is there anything? Oh no, we got to wait for a vaccine. Well, no, we don't. No, we don't. You know, we're not the only nation in the world where a super majority of their politicians is owned by Big Pharma. There's other nations, you know, for whatever faults they have, are not on bended knee to those monsters. So there's other countries that were helping their people with things like ivermectin and HCQ. Luckily, well, here's what I'm coming around to, is I may be suggesting, I get a lot of angry mama bears around me. They got rallies and events going on all over the place. They're angry. They're tired of, they see this as child abuse. Daycare providers. There's all kinds of people, homeschool moms. I mean, it's a groundswell, and I don't know. I say that we go right back at them. Right back at them. We now got, and my wife may have gotten the Wu flu by just coming in contact with one person that was vaccinated. And sure enough, right now, if you dig and dig somewhere other than Google, you'll see that there's reports coming in where I just saw something earlier, just before I came coming on the show, where a woman's husband had to go out and get one for his job, supposedly mandated this experimental drug, and he believed it and went and got it, and brought it home, got his whole family sick. The wife and the kids and everybody got it. And of course, Big Pharma will spend billions of your own dollars convincing a court that, oh, it's plausible, you know, it's just complete coincidence, and, you know, see, we don't know. You know, it could have been anything. Her phone said that she went to the gas station, she could have got it off the gas pump. You know, they'll think of anything. I don't know. Maybe we should go right after them. Maybe go out in your health, right in your own health agent, your health board of health. Say, given the information that we have, because viral shedding has been a topic of discussion for the flu vaccines, the annual flu. So this is not a new concept. And now you add a whole genetic modification to it. Is it possible that just releasing this vaccine out just widely enough, not necessarily numerically enough, but geographically enough, that you could actually theoretically sub-vaccinate an entire population? Will all their offspring carry that genetic vaccine alteration? That protein spike, will that be now inherent? I don't know. Does anyone know? Does anyone ask the friggin' question? Well, maybe there's enough people out there right now, cases coming in where the suspect is shedding by vaccinated people. So is there enough Is there enough gusto in your community of angry, just had enough people to go into your board of health and demand that they quarantine those that are getting the vaccines? Beat them over the head with their own crap. You know, I don't like this whole quarantine and the masking and all the restrictions either. But right now, they're pushing people to get vaccinated with this great big unknown. It's not really a vaccine, this experiment. They're rushing to get things certified, believe me. They're going to rush that through and cram it right down your throat, and you're going to like it. But yeah, what if we push back there and everyone in your municipal corporation, okay, your local board of health has authority over the health, and your local health agent of the people within that municipality. And if they've got orders and can wield such a sword as they can come in and shut down a business because you weren't wearing a little face diaper, okay, for something that they don't know even exists within your establishment, have no proof of, just because they want to, that same health agent has full authority to go to anyone who shows up on the vaccinated list, to your local Walgreens and CVS and wherever the hell, whatever parking lot they can set it up in. All right, whoever is, shows in the records is being vaccinated or got one of those fancy vaccine passports. Oh, ain't those sexy? Yeah, quarantined. Yep, we don't know. We're very concerned about our health as you are, government. So, yeah, let's put these people in quarantine until we know. We'll see if that puts a kink in their vaccine plan. I bet you it does. But, yeah, let's push back at the local level. And then watch them get all saucer-eyed. I don't know. Chance is back from West Virginia.
Yes, hello, Dave. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. How are you doing?
Yeah, I called back, Dave, and thank you for taking my call. You mentioned Mrs. Albrecht, and I remember speaking to you about maybe you getting in contact with her and having her on the show. How did you make out with that?
Well, you know, I did go out and started to do a little search, and I found some older information, too. So I'm going to have to put some feelers out through some friends of mine there up in her area. She's right from New Hampshire. So, yeah, she used to be out there, boy, all the time. In fact, I had a whole folder of her PSAs that I used to run over at on the FM station when I was broadcasting there. She's been on the show several times, and I am going to get her on if she's feeling well. I know she was dealing with some health issues there for a while. If she's up to it, I know she's a trooper. She came in one time. I'll share a quick story with you. We had a big, big event planned on the Boston Common, and she was on her way in, I think it was on the 4th of July. I mean, it was something big. And she got stuck in traffic, her and her husband.
Oh, you told me she took her shoes off and ran, I remember.
Yes, she hopped out of the car and says, "Honey, I'll meet you down here." And she took off a running, and we saw her coming across the field and said, "Oh, she's here." She never let you down.
She's an amazing woman. She's an amazing woman. I remember listening. I think I told you a while back now. I listened to her on the shortwave radio on WWCR, I believe. It was going back a while. Now, hey, look now, Dave. Don't get me mad. Don't make me come to Massachusetts. You better get her on now.
Oh, you don't want to come here. Everyone's going other places, but I say, where are you going to run to? We've been hemorrhaging Massachusetts into other states all over the place, and people think it's not going to go there. I say we got to dig our heels in where we are.
Yeah, the time for running.
the most progressive, socialist, nasty stuff literally exists on the stage. It's the actual elected people that are up there that make us so blue. Because if you go and drive throughout the various towns in the state, or even the cities, it is not a blue state. And that's the cold reality of it. They go, oh boy, do they spend millions and billions to make it sound like Massachusetts is a lost cause. But that's only due to apathy and nothing else.
Oh, no, I know that Northern Massachusetts is a rural, beautiful countryside. As a matter of fact, when I lived up, I was born and raised up in the Northeast, and I used to go up to the coast of Massachusetts, Cape Cod, and visit in beautiful areas. Every state has beautiful parts to it. West Virginia is a beautiful state.
Sure.
I love it. I'm here 13 years now. And, you know, what you said, people have to come to the realization that running, that's you can't run anymore. You have to face it. You can't run anymore. It's eventually going to come to you wherever you are. It's time to make a stance.
Yeah, because people have an attachment to where they are. They're there for a reason, and no matter what, even if you try that geographical solution, you know, you're taking a loss. You're leaving behind the memories, the area that you were, you either grew up in or, you know, why? Why should we sacrifice?
Exactly.
And it's only going to keep coming, though. I'll tell you, we'll not survive if we constantly acquiesce and think that we can run somewhere. That's called a retreat where I come from.
Exactly. Putting up the white flag, sure. Now, try to get Catherine Albrecht. Like I said, now, don't make me come up to Massachusetts now.
All right, I'll try not. Well, you know what? If you do, make sure you do it on June 12th because we're having our 8th annual Flag Day Second Amendment rally. We got Jan Morgan is going to be with us. Dan Wass, the author. Oh, boy, got some big shots. So we got
Dan
another
Wass,
big
I think pick. Dan Wass wrote a good guy, bad, what did he write? Good guy, bad gun, or bad gun, good guy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, get him on the show because he's going to be down here. He's right in New York. Great, great guy. And you know, he gets right in the head of the gun grabbers and helps give you the ammunition and the way to counter that argument, which can be done. We've gone into the belly of the beast right in Northampton when they had some free community discussion and debate about gun control. And I showed up there with a couple of my buddies, and it was amazing how ill-informed the other side was. They came up to us afterwards, and we were severely outnumbered too. But we
if I can interrupt you, and now the liberals are going out and buying guns. So what does that tell you? I've been to a couple of Second Amendment rallies here.
They're finding out how hard it is to buy a gun too. They're saying, "Oh, were you kidding me? I got to wait. How long I got to wait? Whose ass do I got to kiss?" And they thought it was so easy because they were told that. We had people come up to us after this public debate from the other side and thanked us for coming, which surprised me. Usually they come up and just want to set you on fire and key your car. But, you know, several of them came up and thanked me and another guy I was there with. Because almost everything that they tried to claim, and they got to go first, so we got to go second. So it was a perfect setup all night long. They would get up there and they'd tell some tear-jerking stories and then lie and sit down. And then we'd have 4 minutes. We'd get up and say, "That was a perfect story, but you lied." We'll be right back after the break. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Podcast Network.
drive away them birds. Well, you might not sing a bit like Elvis. Well, a good groove make you shake your...
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And sorrow, I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised. The place where he was born and raised.
We are back. We're coming down to a little more than a half hour left of the show, but plenty enough time for us to continue having a greater discussion about doing. What are we going to do? We got to do something. I say get right into your towns, rile up your peeps, the folks around you. How many are comfortable, truly comfortable? And there are some out there that literally are virtue signaling and, you know, putting up things on their social media. Oh, I'm scheduled for my second one. And, you know, it's like, oh, geez, let's everyone stop now and form a parade and let's celebrate. All right, Marcia's getting her second vaccine. good luck with your part of the human trial. Hopefully Marcia will be posting again. Or not having kids anytime soon. I don't know. This is quite a mess. We're not going to know the real truth for a long time, but I beg you, please, when it comes out, do not be so short-minded as to who was responsible for the unnecessary death. Because that's exactly what we saw. Right? They told you not to go to the hospital until you were really sick. When it turns out it's the last thing you wanted to do, that's when the pneumonia hits and takes you out. You just go into the hospital where there's a whole bunch of payouts. Yep. COVID confirmed. There's a payout. Ventilator. There's a payout. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. And I, as I said before, there were governors and mayors actually threatening doctors. If you prescribe HCQ or anything for COVID, we will pull your license. All right? People in government that have probably never worked an actual day in their life, threatening a doctor's license, practicing medicine without a license, basically. They seem to know better than the doctor. In fact, know so much and are so confident in themselves that they would threaten the license. Huh. Very interesting. So now when we find out, because I think we're going to find this out, again, I speak from experience, because what I did, all right, my wife got it. So if you don't think I had a vested interest in doing precisely what was the best thing to be done. So what I did is, I'm all ears. I will listen to just about anything, even the other side. I listened to the government message ad infinitum over and over and over again. What came out of the health professionals, which was confusing on a good day, factually inaccurate otherwise. When I looked at what they were actually pushing, I looked at what they were actually resisting, and then when I looked at what they were resisting, what was being filtered out, those things we couldn't talk about. Right, when the frontline doctors came out and said, hey, whoa, wait a minute, there's this. Oh, and everyone's butts puckered. Yeah, boy, and then the filters really amped up pretty good, didn't they? Well, you know, I didn't just go and watch their one little press release, you know, or in her occasional, the different ones that did their live streams and whatnot. I didn't reserve my limits of my research to those little snippets that they were floating out there. I really went out and started digging around in what was being collected and talked about, groups that they were affiliated or had affiliated themselves with them. And I found that there were a lot of places reporting that the right combination of, it wasn't like HCQ was the golden bullet, really, you know, a cure-all. Take today, hey, this is the HCQ pill, take it and you'll be perfect. It wasn't like that. It was made to work in concert with your natural immune system, for one, but with zinc most specifically. That drug allowed the zinc to be hyper-accumulated. In other words, what a normal amount of zinc in a normal lung cell would have would be many orders of magnitude more. How to do it. More on this after the break, Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. See ya.
That kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you. Wait,
I want the truth. handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What you're thinking, you're wondering how in hell I get a hold of Dave from Red Pill Politics, and that's super easy. If and when I remember to give out the email, all right, I get off like a train on a track sometimes and forget to let folks know how they can send in the show ideas, comments, and hate mail. All right, that's pretty neglectful of me. Well, here it is. You can contact me at redpillrebelprotonmail.com, redpillpoliticsshow@gmail.com, and I am Red Pill Rebel on what's left of Facebook. I refuse to participate in the experiment known as Twitter. Tried it, didn't like it, not for me. So I'll share some others with you later. It's not about me. It's about us. What in the hell are we going to do? All right. I made it clear apathy is not going to be part of the plan going forward. So that means we actually got to do something. And that's going to be part of the discussion each week. Not just having a little bitch fest. That's not working. All right. The Tea Party proved that. The 9/12 movement. You know, you can't just get together and have meetings and eat snacky cakes and coffee every week or every month and expect that you're going to change much in the world. There are bad people out there controlling every aspect of your life. I don't know. Don't you get tired of sticking your hand in your pocket and finding the government's hand already there? Good Lord. I'm going to stand up. You know, I fear for the children, the young people here in Massachusetts. We don't have the Antifa BLM problem like they do in Portland and other places. Many of the radicals are out on the streets. They're few and far between. There's not too many of them. And they pretty much navigate around from one rally, one event to the other, to the other. But the movement is making headway. That is everywhere. And the kids, you know, there's both a long and a short-term goal, usually. This should be applied in any great effort, of which re-securing liberty, I would say, is one. Right? Wouldn't you agree? Well, the short-term, I think, is that we have to homeschool. We have got to push and incentivize and encourage not only parents to know that they've got the ability, but push for the additional resources, which should be quick in coming about. They really are stifled and suppressed. They're like a quiet little powerhouse that's existed for years. All right, my youngest is 28. I homeschooled. And there were three groups that I networked with around us. I mean, in a short drive, we get together and, you know, plan wonderful field trips and get-togethers and cross-teaching, and it was really wonderful and had nothing but potential. And right now, with technology, what it is, Zoom and Skype and all those great things, can you imagine the amount of talent and educated people that are out there, the parents and the people that they know in the world, who could literally sit down for a couple hours a week and dedicate it to the homeschool pool? Kids of appropriate age bracket for the complexity of whatever the subject is. But can you imagine, it wouldn't take much of a little brush fire liberty to start somewhere. A little bit of a few people with organizational skills that go out, find the key elements, the key people needed to pull it off, and then nothing builds a crowd like a crowd. Make a resource where none exists. But I'll tell you now, there's homeschool resources wherever you are. Whoever's hearing me right now, they're there. They're very quiet. They don't go out and advertise. They were attacked and continue to be attacked quietly. All right? There's no part of the system that likes homeschoolers, believe me. All right? They tried sucking my kid in like a fool. I was not awake enough. And my oldest boy got sucked into an evaluation, which, of course, first they called it ADD, and I questioned that. Well, it's not really ADD, it's ADHD. And I said, well, you know, I don't really see that as, well, it's not really ADHD. And they kept on jerking me around, annually trying to drug my child. I ultimately pulled him out. And I'm happy to say he is one of just, I think, three or four kids in his graduating class graduated with a 4.0, and he never had one of those Schedule II amphetamines, not one. These people are crazy. Your kid's best interest is not at heart with them. That's the window dressing. You've got to retain that. Your kids are in your best interest. And be suspect of anyone outside of you. There's no one in government that's going to raise your kids appropriately. They can't stop lying, cheating, and stealing, for crying out loud. That's not a very good role model. They're the ones that have the drag queen story hour in your libraries. They brought you that. That's something wholesome for you. Now, I got articles in my inbox, these guys being registered sex offenders. Not saying all of them. I'm not saying it ain't possible that some more couldn't wind up on there. But is that really, really what you want your kids to be exposed to? I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, there's much worse. I'm going to get somebody on and do an interview with someone who is very much involved with the curriculum that got passed in Worcester last week. This is like the worst of the worst. And for those folks that want a resource on what I'm talking about, and this is, even though it's a Massachusetts-based place, The research in every direction led to Planned Parenthood and other international organizations pushing some pretty unholy stuff, and it's nationwide. So, again, we're the socialist petri dish here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and believe me, that this poison taproot has been sitting here, and it's festering now, and it's going to spread. This will help you recognize that Massachusetts Informed Parents. I want you to check that out. They're on Facebook. They got their own standalone site. They have done some spectacular research on what is creeping in, because they're getting people now on the inside. This whole hybrid school thing, that's a double-edged sword for them. It is definitely a double-edged sword. Parents are now starting to access, and of course, through public records requests. They don't like to cough up all of the materials. They'll give you a pamphlet and make it sound like it's age appropriate, biologically accurate, generic fluff. But these parents are digging up the actual documents because their kids are enrolled in it. And then I'm telling you, it's perverse. I ain't going to mince words. I'm not going to say, oh, boy, that's kind of a little bit undesirable. It's like light years beyond that. That does not belong as a part of the curriculum. But the larger problem, the chronic problem, is that you now have got to root out, you know, everyone involved that supported that. You know, I submit to you that if you find something, you know, that is perverted, people that support something that is perverted are perverts, and you don't need any of those running the show in your school district. Okay? Anyone that would support something that heinous, realize you not only got a policy you now got to get rid of, but in the case of Worcester, you got 3 out of 5 people on the school committee are unfit to serve. Should be calling for their resignations, maybe even a psych eval. All right? Again, beat them over the head with their own crap. Maybe they got, I don't know, gender dysphoria. That is in the DSM-5. I think it's still recognized. They're trying to write that out of the medical books. I don't know. Pretty warped world we live in. There's people talking about Q off and on some of the boards and whatnot. I don't know. I would ask, is there anyone out there that can tell me whenever there's been a meaningful change in government where it did not come about from an uprise from the people, where there was civil disobedience, where the people, we the people, stood, demanded liberty. Because I don't recall too many times governments saying, well, you know, maybe we did over reach here a little bit. Here, take these freedoms and liberties back. We're very, very sorry. I struggle to remember the last time. So if you want any more liberty than you have right now, which I say isn't very much, you're going to have to first just exercise it, all right? Because freedom and liberty is kind of a state of mind. I'm happy to say I nullify in my own head probably many hundreds of things on a daily basis. Well, I take a full breath of fresh air and say, I'm doing what I want. And the stress just flows right out of me. You know, I don't seek to cause harm, injury, or loss to the life, liberty, or property of anybody. Therefore, whatever the heck I want to do, I just kind of do it. That's my view of things. A little libertarian, maybe, but, you know, just kind of start there. That's a good start. Just be free. You know, that is asserted, right? Your freedom, your liberties, your rights. You don't beg and apply for them. You assert them. So that's the starting point. Be free. If you own a store and you felt that an order from someone that calls himself your governor, rumblings of threats from anyone down the food chain, right from the state health commissioner to your local health department, any of them, they're skating on very thin ice. Very, very, very thin ice. They're not going to withstand much of a legal challenge. And those in the local level, you can't sue them too many times before they start running out of bankroll. Losing their indemnity. Imagine that. If anyone was ever smart enough to come up and sue their governor for the right reason, stripping them of their 11th Amendment indemnity, and then went right after him in a private capacity, went right in there, took their stuff. All right, there's people dropping from this thing. I'm not going to say it's crazy epidemic levels. I don't really know. This whole thing is so rigged. The press is so undependable, misleading. It's hard to tell how many people really are being affected by this shot. I mean, there's people on one side that are trying not to let that be known. And then there's activists on the other side that are so into what they're doing that they would actually embellish things, which actually makes their cause worse. So what is the truth? We really don't know. There's no integrity in anywhere to be found. There's none in government. There's no government integrity. That's obvious. What about civic integrity? Let's take a moment while we're pointing one finger at government and remember the rest of them are pointing back at us. Is there any civic integrity to see that there would be change? I don't know. Analyze the trends. We started this evening's talk about trends. What has the trend been? I don't know, folks. I feel like it's a now or never time for our republic. I don't like to be melodramatic here, but we have slipped to such a state. We've allowed such things in our government such things to replace our government. Again, in the beginning of the evening, I reminded you that our counties here in the Commonwealth have been dissolved. Oh, hell yeah. And in their place is a whole gaggle of regional planning commissions. And when I went on to their website, found out who their board of directors were, and started doing my usual political research, profiling them, I found not one conservative mind to be found. Ultra progressives with an agenda running these agencies. Oh, I don't know. We got one more break and then we're going to wrap it up for the show for this week. Right after the break, we'll be talking one more time. It's Red Pill Politics Republic Broadcasting Network.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We're back down to the final couple minutes of the show. I want to thank everyone who called in tonight. I had Chance from West Virginia, Mark from Texas, Andy from Texas. Big night for Texas. I got a good friend, Deputy Sheriff William Ferguson down the Sugar Land area, Texas. What a great patriot guy he is. Promised me Because I told him, I was working with Jeanette Finicum. She found a series of churches as landing zones for these trucks. We were sending down, you know, 53-footers packed full of all kinds of stuff. Literally what they were telling us on the ground they needed, we were putting out in live streams and filling up trucks, and they sent them down. I said, Sheriff Ferguson, I says, I do not want FEMA or the Red Cross or anybody seizing this stuff, throwing it in a warehouse to bake in the sun while they do their photo ops, while people just outside of the Hollywood set, just outside of the city centers where all the cameras are, people are suffering. Parents walking around with their babies wrapped in a dirty T-shirt rather than a diaper. People and rescuers being bitten by baby snakes. We found out they needed Benadryl. I put the word out, and I couldn't believe this. This is the kindness. We were talking a little bit about kindness tonight, but the kindness in people's hearts is once folks realized what we were doing and where they could get updates and whatnot, I would put out a quick live stream video, and people who were just driving around in the area were darting off to stores, and if there was whatever we needed, in this case, we wanted Benadryl. We were sending down cases and cases and cases of Benadryl because it was needed everywhere. It was a quick thing to take to counter the snake bites, you know, and bee stings and things like that, bites of any kind. And it was amazing. People reacted. Within an hour, we were seeing it in the stream. We need diapers. We need diapers. We've got to fill this load with something light. Pallets of diapers. It's amazing. There's still good out there in people. All right? We got to empower those same people. They're good people. All right? Those are the brothers and sisters we got to be networking with. All right? Assert freedom. Don't beg and apply for it. But be ready to take back that which they have already taken from us, which is a lot. All right, I'm not talking, I'm not an aggressive person. But I'm telling you right now, the lunatics are running the asylum. Almost everything that they were supposed to protect us against, they are the aggressors of. I don't know. Thanks for tuning in tonight, folks. It was great having you all on board. Again, if you want to keep in touch, show ideas, comments, and hate mail, send that along to redpillrebel@protonmail.com. We'll be on every week, same bat time, same bat channel. Thank you much. Love and appreciate y'all, and we'll see you next week.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.